If I were a superhero, I'd be passive-aggressive man. Mm. I could tell you what I'd do, but you wouldn't care anyway. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. For some people, the ultimate dream job would be becoming a real-life superhero.
Yeah.
Spandex outfits. You get to wear billowing capes.
That cape would be pretty sweet. Yeah,
and capes. The ability to make yourself invisible at any Victoria's Secret location across the country.
Is really creepy, man.
Sounds like a pretty awesome job, but it's a lot of hard work to be a superhero. And as you might know, there are certain people all around the world who dress up as vigilantes, and they actually spend their free time patrolling around trying to stop crimes whenever they see them. Some of America's most famous crime-fighting amateurs include Mr. Extreme. He's in San Diego. The Crimson Fist over in Atlanta.
That's not a good name, man.
And Phoenix Jones in Seattle. But apparently, there's a strange new superhero who is making news this morning. He watches over the city of New Haven, Connecticut, and he goes by the name The Masked Maniac.
Ooh, good name choice, sir.
Creepy.
Yeah, what are you doing, maniac?
He wears an all-black suit with handmade armor and a black face mask.
Really?
And he rides around town on his bicycle with one mission, and that mission is the reason that he's making news today.
When you say handmade armor, is anyone else picturing like a pot on his head and a helmet?
Yeah. Like a piece of cardboard painted black.
Right, exactly.
He's the only superhero in this country whose goal is to stop bad drivers.
Oh my God.
That's what the masked maniac does.
Okay, how is he doing that on a bicycle?
Well, he's not a police officer or a government employee or part of any official organization. He's just a self-proclaimed do-gooder, and apparently he's on the lookout for all kinds of traffic offenders.
Whoa.
Okay.
People who don't use their blinkers, people who don't stop all the way at a stop sign, and people who are texting in their car. And also people who go in the left lane like 10 miles an hour.
Oh, my God. That's the worst.
Okay, yep. I'm with him on that last one. All the other ones. I'm like, can you please stop the people who leave their blinkers on instead?
Yeah, that's true.
And how does through a stop sign. I mean, if there's nobody else there, is there really any harm done?
How does the masked maniac stop bad drivers? Well, he rides his bike up behind them, turns on some yellow blinking lights, and then yells at them to pull over.
Oh, yep. God. If a bicyclist didn't get more annoying.
Right? I know.
I mean, they already.
Seriously.
Oh,
once they pull to the side of the road, he tells them what they're doing wrong and then gives them a short speech about the dangers of not obeying traffic laws. And he can't give out tickets because he's not a cop, but he does give drivers a warning slip.
Oh, not a stern warning.
Yeah, advising them to not do it again or the masked maniac will get you.
I'll shake my fingers so hard at you.
I have a feeling he's not going to be the next superhero movie that's going to hit the blockbuster.
Who knows?
Like a big Marvel
They're just trying to make superhero movies all the time now. They could actually adopt this for a movie.
He punishes bad guys by giving out a stern warning.
If anybody ignores him and just keeps driving, probably most people do,
He'll
log their license plate number and then report them to the police, who will probably do absolutely nothing about it.
Dude, they're really annoyed by this guy.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
He's officially, authorities do not endorse what the masked maniac is doing. In fact, they've told him on many occasions that it's dangerous and he could end up on the bumper of somebody's car. They also don't think he should have flashing lights behind people because he doesn't have any actual authority to have those flashing lights. They're just attached to his bike.
And what is Manny, like, his name does not match what he's doing.
It really doesn't.
The masked maniac? What? No, you should be like parking pal.
He disagrees, though, with police. He says that if police aren't going to stop bad drivers, then the masked maniac will. We're talking about a new vigilante superhero in Connecticut called the Masked Maniac, is attempting to rid the city of bad drivers. And, I mean, it's fitting. It's in Connecticut.
That's
they probably don't have much to worry about.
Of course it's in Connecticut.
Every great superhero has to have a dark backstory, too.
Oh.
For why they got involved in stopping crime. You know, Batman, his family was murdered and he saw it and everything else. Well, the Masked Maniac has his own dark backstory.
Uh-oh.
The reason that he started is because of a traumatic personal experience. Quote, I got hit by a car back in 2014.
Oh,
so after that, I was pretty upset.
Yeah.
Whoa, this guy does use harsh language, doesn't he? I'm pissed. I was pissed.
I don't think
he would say that, Jubal. I think that's going too far. I was pretty upset.
He's like, I was kicked off.
I mean, I think you could just go with upset, not pretty upset on that one.
Pretty upset.
Get hit by a car.
And decided to take the law into his own hands and just patrol the streets for himself.
Okay.
Wow.
The masked maniac says that bad drivers should thank him. He says, I'm giving you a pass before you speed by a cop or before you make that bad turn in front of a police officer.
I can't believe he hasn't been beaten up yet.
Oh, yes.
Well, it's Connecticut.
Yeah. Oh, he has.
Yes.
Oh.
Not all the residents are grateful for his hard work.
Uh-oh.
The masked maniac says during some of his traffic stops, he's been yelled at, pepper sprayed,
oh,
tased, kicked in the groin, even pelted with a garbage bag filled with rotten food.
No, you guys, that's too far. He's trying to do a good thing, all right? Leave his groin alone.
Just that annoying neighborhood watch person.
Yes. Yeah.
Not everybody hates him. He says he does have a few fans that write him letters supporting his mission.
Okay.
And a few super fans
letters
are constantly asking if they can join him during one of his late night patrols.
Like a Justice League thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So far, the masked maniac has taken two young men on ride-alongs with him.
Whoa.
He's grooming them so that they can start doing their own patrols.
Wait, on ride-alongs? Are they riding on the back of his bike?
He must have pegs or something. Who knows? Or a wagon that he pulls behind it. The masked maniac says that he won't rest until drivers all around Connecticut are responsible, which is why he only gets 3 hours of sleep a night. But he says,
whoa,
it's totally worth it.
I don't think it is, buddy.
Soon we could be seeing more masked maniacs trying to keep the roads safe. Do you support him or do you think he's just an idiot? Text it in 78592. Your phone tap is coming up next. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.